So in the latest Spider-Man movie without Spider-Man in it, Sony intends to introduce us to Madame Web in the lead role. Why? Well, I'll let you find out for yourself when you go see the movie. As for my thoughts, nope. Madame Web is directed by S.J. Clarkson and stars Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, Celestia O'Connor, Tahar Rahim, and Adam Scott. Forced to confront revelations about her past, paramedic Cassandra Webb forges a relationship with three young women destined for powerful futures if they can all survive a deadly present. Hey everyone, welcome back to Movie Morning, and today I'm going to be reviewing possibly my least anticipated movie of the entire year, Madame Web. Now, while I've really enjoyed a lot of Sony Spider-Man movies, including last year's Across the Spider-Verse, one of my favorite films, well, my favorite movie of the entire year, I have not been a huge fan of the Sony Spider-Man universe, to say the very least, as you know if you listen to my review of Morbius. And when they said they were making a Madame Web movie, as I made very clear in the introduction, I rolled my eyes and also raised an eyebrow because Madame Web is a side character. She has been for basically the 40-plus years of her existence. And I didn't really understand exactly what Sony was trying to do. Now, when the first rumors started to come out about how this movie is going to tie in to Peter Parker and his family, whether that's his uncle and his aunt or his parents, I once again rolled my eyes because it felt like a very lazy attempt to try and milk the Spider-Man property by making a movie about Madame Web while still including Spider-Man in it to trick people like me into going to watch it, which is exactly what the movie is now having seen it. And we will get into that more very soon. And when the trailers finally came out, this movie didn't look good. There wasn't really any way around it. This was not a movie that I was at all looking forward to. This was easily the movie this year that out of the ones that I knew I was going to go see that, like I said, I was least excited to see. And that's again because the movie didn't look good. Now, there's tons of great cast members. I think S.J. Clarkson, who directed this film, she's done great episodes of TV. I believe this is her feature debut in terms of making films. Don't know how career in terms of her film is going to go after this one, but I'm sure she'll still have a long and prosperous career directing television episodes, and I think that's going to be great. But yeah, Madame Web. Let's just get started and get into why, for me, this movie didn't work at all. But let's start off trying to be nice and talk about the things about this movie that I at least somewhat appreciated. The first thing I will say is I do think S.J. Clarkson, she isn't the weakest blockbuster director I've ever seen. I do think there are some cool shots, a few that have a lot of the main characters in the foreground and stuff happening in the background. Like there's a couple in the final battle, and there's one especially towards the beginning involving a car crash that happens at the back, and basically in one take from the car, you know, when since it started moving, and I thought it was a really cool shot. And I think they did a pretty good job of doing shots like that, although they are very few and far between. I also like the way that New York City is showed. I feel like it's been a while since we've had New York City in terms of the Big Apple, Manhattan, in a like Spider-Man related or even Marvel movie, not including Hawkeye. And I do like the way it's portrayed in this movie in terms of just it feels like a lived-in city. And I also will say, again, the direction they took this movie, I like the idea of making a comic book movie or a superhero movie that's main genre is not an action movie or, you know, a drama or, you know, an exploration into mental health like Joker. That it's this movie is very much so, if you were going to try, but this movie is a thriller. It's a mystery thriller, and it has an unraveling of, you know, secrets and all that. And I like that we're taking different approaches with the genre and doing a superhero movie that's not or a comic book movie that's not focused on the action. I like that. But if you're going to do that, it needs to be better than this one was. Because other than those three very minute things, there isn't really much I can say that worked about this movie. And I almost feel like it'd be much better to just end the review here and just tell you everything else in this movie doesn't work. Because that's really how I'm feeling when it comes to Madame Web. But I'm going to be going over some of my biggest issues, because I feel like if I was going to go into all of them, I'd literally take up like 2 hours of your time, as long as the entire movie, but probably with more effort than they made this movie for. First up is, I mentioned earlier how Sony was trying to get us into the theater to watch this based off its Spider-Man references. There are so many references to the wider Spider-Man universe in this film that it's baffling to me that not more than, I would say, like two or three of them actually matter to the plot. And there's a few that are even forced into the plot to create, you know, tension or whatever, even though they have nothing to do with the whole plot of these three girls who are eventually going to become Spider-People, who in the future killed this one guy, and that guy is trying to kill them. all the references to the Parker name and the Parker family and Spider-Man and Spider-People have basically nothing to do with that central plot that I just described to you. And while I like Spider-Man, and while the references and the Easter eggs are obviously cool, obviously I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, all those felt shoved down my throat, like every single 5 minutes, and they meant nothing to the central plot. I feel like this movie was 100% riding on people showing up to this movie and remembering all those moments where they name dropped Ben Parker, or literally have Ben Parker in the movie and other characters that may be involved in the Spider-Man lore, and then hopefully taking just those bits away with us and remembering them. Clearly, Sony's realized it's not gonna happen. And by the end of this movie, like the final 5 minutes of this movie are just riddled with teases for the future related to Spider-Man characters, stuff to even with the main characters in the movie. That almost feels like what they're teasing is what if they you were ever gonna make a Madame Web movie or a movie about a few Spider-Woman, that's the movie you make, not the one we just got. And it doesn't help that the lead character in this movie, Cassie Webb, played by Dakota Johnson, who I think gets a little too much hate. I think she is a pretty solid actress. In this film, look, the character I think is pretty unlikable, and I don't think her performance really helps. It's a very flat, one-note performance that is really just riding on the backstory that we learned about her in the beginning of this film. Madame Web, for 40 years now, has been a side character in Spider-Man comics, and she shouldn't be milked to create Sony's own, like, Doctor Strange or whatever they want to set her up as, that's going to be used as a jumping-off point for all these other Spider-Women, like Julia Carpenter, that are set up in this film. And I just don't understand why they're using a character like Madame Web, who is such a side character. In fact, she's like a C-tier Spider-Man side character. It's not like she's Gwen Stacy or MJ or Black Cat, who we've never seen, or Black Cat especially, we've never seen in a movie before. I just don't understand why Madame Web was the character they decided to do this with. And because of that, they have to forge this very lazy, uninteresting backstory for her. It doesn't really feel like It feels like you're pulling it out of thin air, and even then, the character herself isn't that interesting. Even her powers, there isn't an interesting explanation for how they work, and it's because Madame Web's a side character that we're not supposed to dig this deep into how her powers actually work. And because of that, I don't really understand Cassie as a character in terms of her powers, but also as a person, not as a superhero. I didn't think she was very likable in this, and the performance didn't help. She's very flat, and she's really closed off, but without, you know, having the charisma that I feel like Dakota Johnson can have. And the humor in this movie doesn't really work either. And this film also features potentially the worst villain in any comic book movie I've ever seen, with Ezekiel Sims. Now, Ezekiel, I think, is a pretty cool character, but this character in this movie is nothing like Ezekiel Sims that people who have been reading Spider-Man for 20 years, since the JMS run or whatever, know. Firstly, the ADR on him is terrible, but I'll get into that when I would discuss the editing. But the performance, again, is just so bland and has zero emotion. Now, I'm not that familiar with Tahar Rahim. He might be a great actor, and I don't want to just, you know, complain about his performance in this movie if he's actually great. And maybe he was just giving the wrong directions, which it seems like he was, because none of the performances in this movie have any life to them. But the performance was really flat. But then even then, the character itself, his motivations are never really explained. They only touch on them very briefly. But it definitely feels like in a different cut of this movie, there was more to it, but people were just probably bored because his character isn't very fun to watch. He doesn't have any motivations, and even when he shows up, even like the whole Spider-Man thing, I don't even think it's visualized very well. His costume is not good, and more specifically, when we see him, like, you know, chasing the Spider-Woman and Madame Web, there isn't anything interesting visually that lives up to any of the Spider-Man movies we've had. And there's nothing memorable about his character. He's just very forgettable, and he very much does the job, but not in a way where you find it interesting and you remember all these specific moments about him. And all the rest of the characters in this movie, the three women that Cassandra's trying to save, are super underdeveloped. I mean, when people say show, don't tell, it almost feels like this movie went the completely opposite direction. It only constantly drops two pieces of information about each character. Number one defining personality trait about them. For example, this person's shy, this person is annoying, and the other one is what happened to each of their parents. And honestly, all of them pretty much have the same personality and same background in terms of parents by the end of this movie. And it just, again, their dynamic and their chemistry isn't very good either. I don't think you know, the relationship and interactions between them were very fun to watch. I feel like they were very forced and unnecessary even. I don't even think the actress really bounced off each other very well, so I don't even know if this was a casting issue, but again, it seems to be a directing issue because not a single performance in this movie has any life to it. And while I like some of the actors in this movie, like Sydney Sweeney, I think she's great, but their talents are clearly underutilized, and there's no reason. And the payoffs between them and Cassandra Webb, and a few of these emotional kind of moments that you end off, well, and you're supposed to end off with in a comic book movie, really does not work. And by the time we get to the end of this movie, nothing is earned. Like, there's this moment in the movie where they kind of all accept each other, and, you know, I guess by the end of this movie, we'll say get a lot closer. It just does not work. And I spoke about the directing, but we need to get on to the writing, because the dialogue of this film is atrocious. It is some of the most unnatural and, like, nobody talks like this dialogue I've ever heard. And the exposition in particular is handled really badly. And there's even exposition that's repeated just so characters in the film can learn it. But not in a way that's interesting, in a way that most movies that are more competently edited would just be cut over. And beyond just the dialogue itself, which people are going to be memeing for years to come because there are some truly terrible moments, and even some that are references to Spider-Man that were just, you know, like, bafflingly, just baffling choices in terms of stuff that was so on the nose that it's just going to leave your jaw on the floor. Like, there's no way around it. But beyond the dialogue, and still talking about the writing, the narrative itself is a complete mess. The story feels like it takes, like, 40 minutes to get going. And by the time we get to the end, again, none of the payoffs really work. So it almost feels like this whole story we went through was nothing, because by the end, we feel nothing for the characters. We feel nothing for what they've gone through. And when everything happens and you're supposed to have, you like, oh, they mentioned this character, or oh, they're working together now and whatever, you don't really feel any of it. And ending off this, I have to talk about the editing. And if you go back to listen to my review of Morbius, I think the number one thing I harped on that I hated in that movie was the editing. I will say, I don't think this movie is quite as incoherently edited as Morbius, but I think it gets pretty close. And even worse than Morbius, I feel like it actually drags a little more. Like I mentioned, this movie takes like 40 minutes to get going properly, and I feel like the first 40 minutes felt very repetitive, like we were just making the same point about Cassandra and who she is, and we almost felt like we were just trying to get more time to have Adam Scott in the movie, who Adam Scott, love him as an actor, he isn't very good in this movie either, and I was really surprised to see that. But the editing, in terms of how the clairvoyance is done, kind of her powers, it's very shoddy in the way it's put on screen, and even then, it's so quickly cut that I almost feel like there wasn't any point of even showing the audience. It almost feels like she should just be blanking and we should be seeing that, not just these quick cuts where we can't make out anything. But more specifically, the ADR in this movie is the worst I've seen in a big budget movie in years. Possibly since Morbius, but I think on this front it might even be worse. Like Ezekiel in particular, you can tell that, like, I would say 80% of his dialogue has been changed. Either because he's never looking at the camera, which he basically never is, and his face is never on camera, or because whenever he's running or he's doing something that would mean that you're going to be out of breath or not talking like you would, like how I'm talking, just sitting down, he literally, there's times where he's literally running on the side of a building and he's talking as if he's sitting down. Like, he's not out of breath. He's not trying to, trying to talk in a way that where, you know, he can tell that he's running. Like, it just is bafflingly, like, every single line is so monotonely delivered. Like, how people were making fun of the trailer for all the dialogue being so wooden, the film is 100% like that. Every single moment where the characters are supposed to show emotion, they never do. And I feel like the editing and how the ADR was done is a huge part of why. And I don't know if there's a studio interference issue as well about Sony meddling with this movie, but there was something about this movie where it felt very awkwardly put together. Again, it could have been a studio interference issue, but even the scenes between the actors, it felt awkward. All the moments, even where we're giving exposition, again, the actresses very much felt like they felt out of place. I don't know. It almost felt like they weren't sure about the dialogue they were being given, probably because it wasn't very good. But I feel like that's the kind of thing editing needs to hide, and I don't think the editing in this movie does a successful job of doing that at all. So as you can clearly tell, was not a fan of this movie. I do not recommend seeing it. Again, everything about this movie, from the Spider-Man references, the performances, the villain, the dialogue, the editing, even the convoluted, exposition-heavy, boring story this movie has to tell, this is not a movie worth going to see, even if you're a huge Spider-Man fan. I'm going to give Madame Web a D. And I 100% recommend you to skip this movie and to never really give this a chance. I don't think they're ever going to continue any threads from this movie, because this could honestly take place in any Spider-Man universe by the time it ends, and we could just never hear from these characters again, and it would make 100% sense if you ask me. So skip this movie. You don't need to waste your money or time on seeing it. And yeah, so yeah, thank you guys so for listening to this review. As always, sorry it was very negative. I really don't like making negative reviews. When it came to this movie, it was necessary. You heard all the reviews. And I know I was late, but it's all true. This movie's a mess. It has zero life to it. And this is the kind of movie that I'm just baffled that people actually greenlit and thought it was acceptable to release. Like, I think, like, I just can't imagine that Batgirl is worse than this movie. And I know I have a bit of a soft spot for that character and wanting to see that movie. But when movies like that are getting thrown away for tax write-offs, how are movies like this getting released? I don't know, just something to think about as you continue on with your day and go back to doing whatever you were doing before you decided to listen to a review of Madam Web. Probably just hear people hate on it, but honestly, I can't even blame you, because I will be doing so as well right after I wrap up my very own review. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll catch you all next time. Bye-bye.